Blatantly Unconstitutional, Gun Rights Groups Blast Trans Gun Ban. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 7, 2025. Gun rights groups are increasing their criticism of the Trump DOJ's trans gun ban, with the Second Amendment Foundation's Costa Moro calling it blatantly unconstitutional. On Friday, Breitbart News reported that the NRA, Gun Owners of America, the National Association for Gun Rights, Texas Gun Rights, and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, were united in opposition to the ban. The National Association for Gun Rights' Dudley Brown observed, "Our advice to the ATF, DOJ, and FBI is to stop chasing headlines on the back of the Second Amendment and focus on preserving and protecting gun rights so that law-abiding Americans can defend their loved ones from violent nutcases, criminals, and gang members." On Saturday, Politico quoted the Second Amendment Foundation's Costa Moro questioning whether DOJ is really committed to the ban. "I don't buy that this is real. In the off chance it is, it would be blatantly unconstitutional. And also without any legal basis." Texas Gun Rights explained that their fear is that a ban, once in the books, can be expanded to include other groups by future presidents, once government starts deciding which Americans qualify for 2A rights. The door is wide open for future anti-gun administrations to ram through red flag gun confiscation. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a Ph.D. in military history. Follow him on X, at @rhawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @rhawkins@breitbart.com.